Yes, indeed, WTIC. Oh, I'm all riled up. All riled up because tolls are in the air once again. Scary to hear Republicans who are supposed to be protecting us occasionally, some of them, not being willing to draw clear lines in the sand over new astronomical increases in taxes in the form of tolls. But joining us now is Laura Devlin. She is a state representative representing Fairfield and Trumbull. She is a Republican, and she is, as I recall, fairly adamant on this topic. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Nice to have you here. Doing well. So fill us in on what's going on with tolls.
I can't tell you a whole lot about what's going on with tolls. I hear rumor that it's part of the governor's plan. As ranking House member on the Transportation Committee, I can tell you I have not seen his plan. So what I know is what's been reported in the press.
Do you know? Do you have any way to know if the Transportation Committee, if the Democrats on the committee, have seen any kind of plans?
I do not know.
Wow. Wow, this is how they do transparency, huh?
But I can tell you, should tolls be part of that proposal, I would remain steadfast in my opposition to tolls.
Well, that's good news. And I trust that for your fellow Republicans in both chambers, that they realize that this is a big, big moment for the state, that these have to be stopped.
So I think what everybody agrees on both sides of the aisle is that we need to invest in our infrastructure. Now what we are hearing is an agreed-upon approach of prioritized projects. But I can tell you, following a $1.7 billion tax increase that was just imposed on Connecticut residents, the governor is still diverting hundreds of millions of dollars from the Special Transportation Fund. I really can't speak for the Senate, but I would say I can't imagine that we would no longer be unanimous against taking more money out of the pockets of the people of Connecticut.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Explain that again. I got lost in your argument.
So what I would say is that I can't believe that anybody in the House or the Senate, I haven't heard of a soul, on the Republican caucus that would support tolls. I can't speak for everybody, but I have not heard of any support, and I would be surprised if anybody changed their mind. And particularly, you know, our state residents have just been imposed upon with a $1.7 billion tax increase.
Right.
This is not a stop.
So is that not enough?
Diverting hundreds of millions of dollars from the Special Transportation Fund.
Okay.
And we need tolls?
Well, that's how I look at it, that already the state, before the big tax increases, was the number two highest tax in the country. So you throw in the big Lamont increases, and they seem to think it's a bottomless pit, and I don't understand that.
Yeah. So I do look forward to hearing about a plan. I think if we can constructively work together to find ways to invest in our infrastructure that will not continue to tap upon the people of the state of Connecticut, then that would be great.
So you're saying to make a plan to spend the existing revenue stream in a way that addresses infrastructure needs, you're okay with that, but you're not okay with new taxes, tolls, whatever they call them, or however they're constructed. Is that?
I am not okay with new taxes or tolls.
Okay. Just want to make that clear, because that's a wonderful thing to hear, and it's something we need to hear more of. Anything else you want us to know, Laura?
Not at this point. I think, you know, people need to stay vigilant and share their point of view about no tolls across Connecticut with their legislators and get involved with the wonderful grassroots organization of No Tolls CT and keep the pressure on.
Well, hallelujah to that. Representative Laura Devlin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Ted.
It's great to talk with you once again. Okay, so there is one woman's assessment of where things are at.